welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Michael Irvin, the former Dallas Cowboy, of course, now here in Philadelphia with the NFL Network. And first, Michael, I always want to ask you this because I've been here forever and you're a former Cowboy. And what is Philadelphia like when you come to town?
Well, you know, my first few years of retiring, it was, I would coin it interesting every time I came to town, you know. But honestly, after having years being and being in this business of TV for years, you know, it has softened the stand. And I think the Philadelphia people in Philadelphia, they understand now we have a kinship. And I've always said it and believe it to be true. You know, I don't have anything. I love the Philadelphia fan because they're a lot like me. They're just passionate fans that love the game to death. Yeah. I'm a passionate fan that love the game to death. And I like that. I like that kind of. That thing exists here in Philadelphia.
Well, Eagles fans are feeling very good about the team after a 10-6 record, winning the NFC East. Do you, as many people see it, the Eagles a team on the rise?
Well, and certainly right now, as the defending champ of the East, team to beat this year in the division. You know, if you look at it, it's a team right now that has the most stability. I know you say, what do you mean the most stability? These guys just got it. They just got this system. But, boy, it's quite a system. And Coach Kelly does a wonderful job of bringing in a diverse offense that keeps the defense thinking and just gives them fits. And then fitting the talent towards his offense. He doesn't take a talent and try to mold him into an offense. He fits that talent in his offense, which he does a great job with.
Michael, prior to this conversation, you and Chip were talking for 15 minutes and yeah. You know, exchanging ideas and philosophies. And he believes in the big wide receiver. Jordan
yes,
Matthews
he
here
does.
In the slot. What kind of benefit is that for the Eagles offense?
And right there, you know, you hit on a point. He believes in the big wide receiver. And then you say Jordan Matthews, big wide receiver in the slot. For years, what has it been? We always put the small guys in the slot, the guys that are shifty and in and out of small cuts. But now he's like, well, okay, if you're going to try to and you try to zone us up a lot, now, let me put a big receiver in this slot and let him play basketball, basically, on a football field. Nobody really does that. You know, we flex out the tight end and everything. But, boy, I was like, this is the kind of stuff that's going on in the league. The innovation that's in the league with the guys like the Chip Kellys that are coming in the league, that is something this league needed. I was sick and T.I. Red of hearing people talking about, well, we got to run the ball well. I got to play, you know. It is a passing game. And Chip uses the pass to threaten you to back up so he could run. And he does it better than anybody.
And along those lines, he goes out and gets the little guy, Darren Sproles. Now, I mean, I know you've seen him for years here. Imagine yourself on the field and Darren Sproles is, you're clearing out and Darren Sproles is running behind you.
It's not about me. You imagine this. Darren Sproles, LeSean McCoy, both on the field at the same time. You have to put linebackers on him. Nick Foles gets to drop back and take a one-on-one matchup. Both of these guys are the best guys in the league at making you leave your jock on your ankles. The best in the league. And you're sitting there, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And he's going to do that. He's going to give people fits with talent like that in this system.
Michael, over the weekend, Peter King from Sports Illustrated came in and I had a chance to talk to him. And he mentioned that he thought that Chip reminds him of Jimmy Johnson, your former head coach in Dallas. Can you tell us a little bit about Jimmy and what made him so great? And do you see a little bit of Jimmy in Chip?
I see Jimmy. I see it in Chip. And I see what Chip has and all the great coaches in this league. And Chip has the ability to grab everything from a guy in his profession because he also has the ability to make sure all of those guys know he cares about their person. This is the new league. You have to show people, hey, man, I want what's best for you, your person and everything in your life, and they'll give you everything in the profession. And he has done that. He's taken people and he's maximized them. That's exactly what Coach Johnson did. He did it in a different era, in a time where you can do it with controlling salaries because you would not be able to be free and move and all of these things. It's a little bit of a different era now, but Chip is doing it in a way that works. You know, he does a great job with growing people, and I think that's what this game is all about.
You're in town now to speak to Riley Cooper. Yep. Quite a season for him last year. Your thoughts
on
Riley?
It's a great season for Riley Cooper last year. What I love about what I do now and the opportunity I get right now is to bring the game and show the game in different ways to people, to different people. You know, what's great about this game is the same thing that's great about the Bible. You know, the Bible is about redeeming love and redeeming opportunities, and that's what this game gives us. It has certainly given me that, you know, so I want to go out. I like to pull out the stories that, yeah, maybe somebody had a hiccup here, but what did he do about it? Did he frat about it? Did he pout about it? No, he stood up like a man. He said what he needed to say, and then he went out and proved it by playing. That's a story that's going to inspire a lot more people than just me and Riley Cooper. You know what I mean? Because everybody's going to go through something, and what are you going to do about it when the vicissitudes of life hit you? Are you going to stay down, or are you going to get back up, face it like a man, and move forward? Those stories need to be told.
I like it. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Irvin, in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.